So there are moments in our lives, moments on the Bema, when everything, how wonderfully, all comes together as if it were planned. This Shabbat happens to be one of them. It's a family Shabbat service, so I was intending on telling a story as opposed to a full-blown sermon of any kind. This week's Torah portion is actually called Devarim. It's the first portion in the book of Deuteronomy, and Devarim means words, stories, words, that seems to go together. And in the very beginning of the portion this week, the Israelites are standing at the border of the land of Israel. They've arrived finally, they're ready to cross over in the promised land, and Moses starts talking. As a matter of fact, he keeps talking for the entire book of Deuteronomy. It's all one giant speech from Moses, a lot of words. He's not going to get to go into the land with them. So he's telling them all of the laws and the commandments that they're going to need to know. But he begins by repeating for them some of the stories of how they got there. After all, it's 40 years later. The whole generation who had gone out of Egypt, all of the grown-ups had died in the wilderness. They'd already passed away. And here you now have the next generation of the kids who are adults. So Moses is telling them, reminding them of what they need to know and the stories of their past. So the story, short story I'll share with you tonight, is actually set at just this exact moment. It's called God's Miracles, as told by Rabbi Edward H. Garsick in a wonderful book of Jewish stories called Three Times Chai, 54 Rabbis Tell Their Favorite Stories. And actually, this version in particular is as it was retold by our own cantor, Rosalie Will, on a podcast from the URJ called Stories We Tell. If you ever want a week-by-week Jewish story to listen to as you get ready for Shabbat, Stories We Tell by the URJ. In any case, here's the story. After many years of traveling through the desert, the Jews finally reached the land of Canaan. And as they stood on the shore, on the bank of the Jordan River, they gazed across to the land and they saw beautiful apple orchards and orange groves, vineyards and rich fields of wheat. But as they stood there, they realized they had no idea what they were looking at. This was such a strange sight, for you see, everyone who was standing gazing there into the bounty of the land was born in the wilderness and in the desert. And they had wandered for 40 years. All that they knew was some sand, maybe a few bushes, maybe a little bit of water. They had no idea what it was that they were looking at. They had never seen anything quite like this. So there they are, standing, gazing at this sight. And a little girl tugs on her mom's leg and says, "Mommy, what is all of this? What are those things we're looking at in this beautiful land?" The mother scratches her head and says, "Well, I do remember my mother telling me about things like this that she saw long ago back in Egypt. I think those big brown pillar things are called trees. And the things that are hanging from them, those round things, those are called fruit. I think the red ones are apples and the orange ones are oranges. And the ground, golden brown flowing stalks in the breeze, that's wheat." The little girl says to her mother, "Well, what do all of those things do?" Her mother says, "Those trees, they give shade. And the fruit, the red and the orange fruits, the apples and oranges, when you take a bite out of them, they're sweet and delicious. And those golden brown stalks of wheat, they are blowing in the wind, they get collected, and you ground them down into this dust-like powder, and you mix it with some other things, and it gets heated and baked, and it becomes the most delicious food called bread. At least that's what my mother told me long ago." But the little girl looks at this scene with such wonder, and she says, "Wow, Mom, it's pretty amazing that God put those big trees and those stalks of grain in the ground for everyone. They're so beautiful. It was really great of God to put them there just like that." And the mother says, "You know what? I don't think that's how it worked. That's what my mother told me. Here, give me your hand." And the mother takes the hand of her daughter. And she says, "Show me your pinky finger." And the little girl plunks her pinky finger in her mom's hand and says, "You see the very end of your pinky finger, the nail, your fingernail there? Well, there is something called a seed, and it's even smaller than the size of your pinky fingernail. And that gets put into the ground. And with sunlight and water and nutrients from the ground over time, that little tiny seed, no bigger than your pinky fingernail, grows up into these big, beautiful things. The wheat becomes tall, the trees grow strong, the fruit comes from those trees for us to eat. The seeds become these beautiful things for God to, that God has given us. The little girl looked at her mother and began to pout. She shook her head and said, "Mommy, it's not really very nice of you to trick me." "What do you mean, sweetheart?" says the mother. The little girl says, "Look, every day that we've been in the desert, I see how God gives us manna from heaven for us to eat. And I see we even get twice as much on Shabbat, on Fridays for Shabbat. And I see that every day we take drinks from Miriam's well that has been following us through all this time in the desert, so we have something to drink. And I know that God brings down delicious quail for us to enjoy. And I even heard the wondrous story about how God parted the Red Sea so we could go from slavery to Egypt here. This is a story I know really well, and I understand all of those things, Mommy, because they're so natural. But please don't try and fool me, Mommy. It's not very nice. Big, beautiful trees, grain that makes bread, those round fruits all come from a tiny seed the size of my pinky fingernail. Such miracles. Even I know that just isn't possible." Rabbi Garsick writes that he likes to tell the story because it reminds us too often we take for granted the things that we see on a regular basis, and we fail to realize how truly miraculous they may be. It's all a question of what we get used to. For that little girl, she was used to the manna from heaven and Miriam's well and the story of the parting of the sea. Those were natural and ordinary for her. But the notion of something from a seed as small as your pinky growing into a big giant tree, that seemed just a little bit too far for her. Nevertheless, we see these things on a daily basis. Trees, a beautiful sunny day, colorful mountain range, the deep blue of the ocean, newborn babies, all of these are God's miracles. And they become even more miraculous when we don't take them for granted, but take the time to truly appreciate them all. Shabbat Shalom.